Well, good morning. It is the Lord's Day, February 13th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be continuing to press on. It's kind of an exciting day. We're going to be pressing on through the book of Genesis, beginning with chapter 46. We're going to be finishing another gospel, the Gospel of Mark. Gospel of Mark, chapter 16 today. We start the book of Luke tomorrow. Excited about that. Job chapter 12, and then we're finishing another book of scripture today, Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 16, and we start 1 Corinthians tomorrow. So, an exciting morning. Let's get into the word today. Genesis chapter 46 today. Genesis chapter 46. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the vision of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down to Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee unto Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry them. And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all of his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And there are the names of the children of Israel, which came unto Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shalu, the son of the Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, Merari, and the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zerah, and and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamuel. And the sons of Ishkar, Tola, and Puva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jaliel. And these be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Padanaram, with his daughter Dinah. And the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Haggai, Shunai, Ezbon, Eri, and Aradoni, and Arieli, and the sons of Asher, Jimnah, and Ishua, and Ishui, and Berari, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Berari, Heber, and Malkiel. And these are the sons of Zilpha, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin, and unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Aseniath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela and Becher, and Ashbiel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, and Rosh, Mupin, and Hupin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jezir, and Shalim. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel, his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. And the souls that came with Jacob unto Egypt, which came out of the loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 60. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren, And unto his father's house I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds, and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and shall say, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth, even until now, both we and also our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. That was Genesis chapter 46. Let's move on over to the final chapter of Mark, Mark chapter 16 today. Mark chapter 16. We're going to finish this book and start the Gospel of Luke tomorrow. Matthew and Mark, all done. If I can open the page. Mark chapter 16, the final chapter. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salmon, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said unto themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from this door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering on into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go thy way, and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was arisen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she said, and she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen unto her, believed her not. And after that he appeared in form in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residents, and neither believed them. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and unbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen them after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That was the Gospel of Mark. We finished the Gospel of Mark. Good job. We start the book of Luke tomorrow. But let's continue today through the book of Job. Job chapter 12. Job chapter 12 today. Job chapter 12. And Job answered and said, No doubt, but ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. And he that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. Tabernacle of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure. Into the hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee. And the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak of the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? And whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days understanding, and with him is wisdom and strength, and he hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built up again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. And also he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. And with him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselor away spoiled, and make the judges fools. He looseneth the bonds of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things of the darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations, and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations, and straineth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. That was Job chapter 12. Let's move on over to our final reading today, and we're going to finish yet another book, the book of Romans today, the final chapter of the book of Romans, chapter 16 today. Romans 16. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a securer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. And likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor unto us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Epaphras, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Staus, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' house. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphenia and Tryphosia, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asenaikikas, Phalagus, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philegas and Julia, and Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. Then by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men, and I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning that which is evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timotheus, my workfellow, and Lucius and Jason, and Sophatera, my kinsman, salute you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Gaius, mine host, and of the whole church, saluteth you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you, and Quartus, a brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God, only wise, be glory, through Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. Amen. And then there's a little note here at the bottom, written to the Romans from Corinthus, and sent by Phoebe, servant of the church of Cenchrea, if you have a King James. But that was the end of the book of Romans. We finished two books of scripture today. We start the book of Luke tomorrow, the Gospel of Luke, the third gospel. Can't wait for that. And we start the book of 1 Corinthians. So join me tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. That would be awesome. But just as a reminder to all my Eastford Baptist folks, there is no Sunday school today at 9:15 because of the snow. Make sure you take the time to brush off your car, take that extra time to get ready, and join us at 10:30. We will be having regular worship service at 10:30. Snow is supposed to be out of here by about 9:30. That's what it's looking like anyway. So hopefully, Lord willing, we will see you then. And so join us at that time. But that said, why don't we open our day with a word of prayer? Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another Lord's Day that you've given to us. We thank you for the snow, and Lord, we pray, God, for safety for everybody in it today, and God, that you would help us to take this extra time this morning to prepare our hearts for what you would have for us in your word. God, I pray, God, that you just give safety coming on out to church, and just help it to be a blessing, God, today. Lord, I'm looking forward to being in the book of Daniel this morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone's smiling faces. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that everyone would come out. And Lord, I do pray, God, for our entire day, God, that we would use it for your glory's sake. Today is your day. It's the Lord's day. It's the Sabbath, Lord. And God, I pray that whatever we do, that you would be first and foremost on our minds today. Help the worship service to be able to put us in that right frame of mind to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. And then, God, whatever you have us doing for the rest of our day, may we take a special time of reflection upon you, God, each and every moment, using this day, Lord, for your glory's sake, starting with myself. But, Lord, we love you, and we commend this day to you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. See you all in a little bit. Bye now.